It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
So I'm just an ordinary guy. Just want to help people, to help my brothers and sisters to have a better balanced life and use the aid of the Bible to have to enrich your life. I would like this program to help people to grow spiritual and encourage you to look at some of your dreams again and motivate you to try and not to give up so easy. And the topic of the show is the pain in your life. You let exist. And the scripture that we will come from is 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8. But after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Him. And now when he came in my life, he totally rearranged me and put me on a mission. Now I'm
Welcome back to the Minister Motivation. Listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. And the topic of the show is the pain in your life you let exist. We're going to come from 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8. But I would like to open up with a prayer with the show. God, sometimes it gets so hard to pick one thing to be thankful for when your love has given me so many options to praise your glory. I would like to start today and ask you to bless all the brokenhearted people. This I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And the scripture that we will be reading today is 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8. And it reads, chapter 8. Above all things, have intense love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sin. And you just heard the song about Sizzle Victorious. You know, a great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. You know, reaching your goal. If it's important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. Suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. Stop letting your feelings control your action. If you keep concentrating on your personal mistakes, you will feel like giving up. Whenever you encounter challenges that life will present itself, we must learn to refuse to be a slave in our mind. Enslavement belongs to all corruption conditioned of the mind. That condition is not your fears, but the fears that implanted in your mind from other people. That's why people don't know themselves, because they've been living in somebody else's story of themselves. If you refuse not to move out the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied, letting limitation have its way with your decision. If you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. So opposition only should have made you dig deeper into your mind. See, the evil is trying to materialize the kind of heart you have. See, love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. It doesn't mean you fail because you didn't produce what you want at that moment. You have to keep pushing until you get your result. So you must have patience and the will to keep going. There's winners and losers. See, winners say, it may be difficult, but it's possible, and see the gain and see the possibilities and make it happen. And move them to make changes in their life. If not, all that you work going to get will be taken away, never having the chance to taste life. See, we must be eager to anticipate with the time to intervene with circumstances. Show how suddenly bitter experiences can change our hearts and how quickly the testing of our faith can be thrust upon us. See, many people blame others for their pain, and people look for other people's weakness to make themselves feel strong. There are requirements to be met if you are to gain access to your disappointment. We must reaffirm ourselves how desperately we need ourselves to destroy it. So we don't have fears. We are disillusioned by other people's fears that's been implanted in our mind. That's why people don't know themselves, because we've been living in somebody else's story of us. If you feel that I'm trying hard to do what is right, but it's difficult when I feel that I'm being criticized all the time, so you need to show yourself more freedom from someone else, modifying your expectations, and grant yourself the time to acknowledge how you feel about your insight about life. Stop letting life fears unjustify your dreams. Strength does not come from you winning your struggle. Developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender, that's your strength. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. You must push your limitations well beyond your expectations because of being separated from your concentration on your personal mistakes. You will feel like giving up. So encouragement must be between your heart and mind. Only then can wisdom begin to act with discretion and begin to direct your steps. I like to go on Facebook and look at some things people post and comment on, so that I can see how people think and how people don't care about each other no more. Well, I ran across this picture of a woman and a baby in a pool. So somebody had tagged this video to me and made a comment, how could she do this to this baby? The first thing I thought was, what now? These people are doing to these kids. So I tap onto the video, scared to see what was about to happen. This lady had her infant baby in the pool with her, holding the baby up out of the water. The baby about 1 year old. I said to myself, this about to get ugly. About that time, I said that in my mind, she put the baby in the water and took her hand off the baby. The baby submerged down in the water. Excuse me. I can see the baby just sinking deeper. I got mad at that point. About that time, she reached down and grabbed the baby and brought him back up. The baby just crying for his life. Then she told the person that was shooting the video he was about to start to come up. See, the person who was shooting the video was yelling, get him up. Get him up. So then the mother laid the baby on his stomach in the pool. Boy, I was mad and cursing to myself now. I usually don't curse, but now I'm out of control in my heart looking at this, knowing something about to go wrong. I said to myself, how cruel this woman could be to this baby. The mother still had the baby on his stomach in the pool. And she took her hand off the baby. I saw that infant's head go under the water. Then I saw the most remarkable thing. That little joker took his head and held it out of the water and started moving them little arms and started threading the water. I jumped up and said, that joker is swimming. At that point, I had another viewpoint about life and that mother. Instead of being angry with her, I wanted to say, thanks for taking your hands off of him and letting people see sometime in our life, we're going to have to learn how to hold up our head, deal with life. Use this as an illustration how we need to hold our head up when people let you down in life by cheating on you with your best friend and telling lies on you on your job, about you and get you fired, taking your love and abusing it physically and mentally. Recall what the baby done, not to drown. Hold your head up and start moving those arms so you don't drown when people take their hands off you. People going to make promise and lack the power to carry them out. That's when you take control of the situation, just like the baby did. If a baby could make a decision to live, why can't we make a choice to not let people in life take us down to the bottom, and we will not try to swim to save ourselves from this world of people having no good intention to help you, but to let you sink? Because their life had no hope or inspiration in their life or motivation to do anything with their life. Keep these negative people out of your life. When they see you stinking, they will not reach down and pick you up and help you to get back to the top of the water. Build confidence in God's promise. How do you develop trust in him? You learn as much as you can by reading your word of God and meditating on what you read every day. If you said, he provoked me, or he made me lose my temper. If so, your very words suggest that others are holding the remote control to your emotions. You know, admit to yourself, I allowed myself to be provoked. Acknowledge to yourself, I chose to overreact. And once you accept the responsibility for your action, you will be better able to change them. Sensible people will see trouble coming and avoid it. But an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later. People can sense that it takes real strength to display self-control, and they will respect you more if you do that. Now, I'm not talking about drama-driven people who just live to make somebody miserable. Those are the negative people. I'm talking about positive people, always having things to say encouraging to you, and will not force a person to disobey his conscience. See, a soldier cannot serve in two armies at the same time. See, winners and losers. Winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible, and see the gain and see the possibilities and make it happen. Losers say it may be possible, but it's too difficult, and see the problem and let it happen. You must be prepared for the hurdles in life because they're coming if you like it or not. The good we do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Love what impels us to venture to faraway gateways to life unanswered questions. Keep on confronting difficulties. Take it to the heart. Start building one another up. Until you expire, you should not take away your integrity from yourself. See, we let circumstances convince ourselves from reaching our goals. See, we contemplate on the fragments of our life and let people torment what we have in our heart. See, our self-knowledge is being quickly shaken from your reason to achieve your goals. Passion and desire took some false steps before he or she aware of it to try to readjust his life. Before we get locked into something long to be set free, it could have been a game that you're trying to join or a clique or a relationship. Ask yourself, what kind of name are you making for yourself? Take a successful stand against what you should know to resist temptation. How you can give a powerful evidence that your mind was established. Now, remain watchful. Keep an expectation. Keep your eyes on things unseen. Be observant. Focus on improving your skill of handling life problems. Recognize Satan's trap. It was written in the beginning of time that you have a place. See, you is the complement to God to spread love through this land. Instead, people are hating on one another because they mad in their life because they can't let go all that anger they have on the inside of them from people to put their fears in them. See, you don't have fears. You only have other people's fears been implanted in your mind as you was growing up. See, that's why people don't know themselves because they've been living in somebody else's story of themselves. People tell you you're crazy, just like your father, or you're stupid. But the mother of all the pain is when they say this: I wish you was never born. Tell yourself, would it ever be possible for me to use my abilities and intelligence to eliminate the control of injustice that dictate there are no helper, pointless? Take charge of your life and choose your presence upon this world. When things begin to change, that when people will become a threat to your confidence. Only then you are rendered a stable place in life. Stop catering to the weakness. Take back your control. Because sometimes we don't make something work at that time. That don't mean you fail. Every time I turn around, I see kids fighting. I see y'all pain, young people, because there's nobody there to love you. So you can't be two people at the same time. So you become your pain and manifest your weakness as being a strength and hide your love in your pain. So when you fight over something, you fight with hate. When you fight for something, you fight with love. Those be the goals you achieve, activities you dare let life take away from your dream. If you must fight, fight for a better you, not because the one you admire the most didn't see your cry for attention and waiting for their validation to give you the okay to love yourself and be proud of yourself. Instead, they took the strength out of your character and pleasure their own weakness. because this world didn't get the chance to see them manifest their greatness. So when they look into your eyes, they see their own pain, their hurt and scars. So that's what they put in you. Now life becomes stressful to your aspiration and motivation, because they feel like life closed the door of opportunity to believe in yourself. Now you need to show others how you didn't close the door behind you once you entered success. Only thing you need is an idea to put into motion in your mind, and the world will see this dream manifest all your greatness. You must tell your self-doubts, I will deliver to you my confidence or my relentless to destroy your request for me to give up so easy in life without a fight. See, I came to the conclusion of the matter. Disregard what is confusing my judgment. Begin to act with discretion and begin to direct my steps, because only I can be displeased with my destination. Only I can add a step in the walk of life. Always remember that the heart has the key to success only if the mind receives all the ingredients. For those ingredients say it may be difficult, but it's possible. See the gain and see the possibilities and make it happen. These are not the ingredients. They say it may be possible, but it's too difficult. And see the problem and let it happen. If you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. There are some people who live in a dream world, and there are some who face reality. And then there are those who turn one into the others. So your dreams will never last if you do not persist, and it will not die if you resist to not give up. See, we need God, Holy Spirit, to navigate this problem back on the right track. You must be able to adapt. That's what's going to enable you to survive this world broken promise. What you're trying to do is to reestablish giving people a chance to hold that love in their hands. See, your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. The pain in your life, you let exist. Well, after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I am your host, John Lowe.
The other day, about a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, he's supposed to be a man of the cloth. See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong, but I'll pick you up and step you wrong and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, on my Now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God has done right.
Welcome back to the Minister of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard that God didn't give up on me on Diedrich Hydren. And the topic of the show was the pain in your life you let exist. If there anybody out there on the line would like to make a comment about something that I spoke about on the topic or to add to the topic, your line is open.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, this is Rick.
This is Rick.
229. Yes, okay. It is.
How you doing, 229.
Rick? I'm doing good. Yeah, hello, let me tell you, but you are on fire tonight. You're on fire tonight, John. You are on fire. And you're hitting everything on all cylinders. My God, have mercy. Praise God, man. Praise God for you. Let me tell you why I say that. Because it's time. Young people that's listening everywhere through Hip Hop National Radio, it's time. It's time for somebody to start giving a crap. Can't say the bad word. It's time for somebody to start caring enough to stand up against the norm, which is not saying nothing. It's time for somebody, for us. If we don't do it, who's going to do it? It's time for somebody to stand up and start caring. All right? Now, John, you and I, we have talked extensively offline. And people that are listening, we are on a crusade to try to make a difference. And this is why I'm on this crusade. I've been blessed by God Almighty to have lived in this world for a short time of 59 years, which is a very short time in time and space and in God's eyes. That's a very short time. But I have been blessed to have lived this life. And the point is that men as though that I have seen and have lived in this world, there's a lot to be said and there's a lot to learn. It is our position now to not leave this world and not share with those who are listening, and to let you know that the fight and the challenge, as John said tonight on Hip Hop National Radio, is to strive for character instead of striving for attention.
Yeah.
Now, how powerful is that?
That's real powerful,
That's very powerful. Let me let you in on a secret, young folk. And the only reason I say young folk, I mean all people. But it is our mission to cradle young people so they know that somebody do care. Even though we know that we all put on the mask that we are the toughest of the tough and we are the baddest of the bad. But deep down, as John expressed on this show countless times, we know there's pain to be dealt with. Now, the difference is here on Hip Hop National Radio, we in tune with you. We in tune with you. We ain't old folks. We ain't old men. I just kind of look like this. But let me tell you, it ain't nothing that you did or have done that I have not done. I'm like Shorty Low. I've done it all. But by the grace of God, he let me live through it and come out on the other side so we can share with you and give you some kind of insight. Case in point, we have to be aware that it's important for us to get past, and this male, female, no matter what race you are, it's important to get past the age 16 through 25 threshold. All right? That's the threshold, or that's the period of time in life where everybody's looking at you. Everybody wants you to agree with them, or peer pressure, for the most part. Peer pressure is a big, bad booger bear between that time period in life. Now, that being said, it's important to get past those years in the hope that we don't dig a hole big enough for ourselves where we can't get out of situations. Speaking of criminal records, too many babies out of wedlock, deadbeat dads with child support, got the yin yang twins where you can't even afford to provide it for yourself in life. So now, there are probably some people that's already been through that predicament, and for the most part, you may be unreachable with what I'm saying, but you still have a duty in life to share your experiences with your little brother, with your little nephew that's coming up, just 9 years old now. It's your duty as a human being and as a exhibition in exhibiting character, which means it ain't too late. It's not too late to turn around your defects of character. We all got them. We were born in this world. As soon as we breathe the air of this world, defects of character were just a characteristic that we was destined to have. That being said, we have a choice to turn our life around. In other words, strive to help somebody else. Dare to be different, you know. And John, I just got to tell you, man, you've been on point tonight. And last week I was listening to your producer, DJ. And correct me if I said it wrong. AT, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that his name, DJ Doc, AT?
Doctor AT. Yeah, Doctor AT.
Okay, that's right. Okay. Fortunately, Dr. A.T. Has had his dad in his background, whether he's still there or whether it was through a broken home, I don't know. I'm not trying to pry and even knowing. The point is that
there was some communication between his dad and him to where he helped navigate him through life and through the toils and the temptations in life to try to help him not to get grabbed and sucked in a certain situation in life. Because let me tell you, they're so out there. They are so out there, you know. And myself, like him, in my own case, my physical stature, and John, you and I met, my physical stature, I have never weighed more than 170 pounds in all my life. That being said, I have no stature of a person trying to be involved in illicit activity too long to where it would put me in prison. I wouldn't last in prison like that, you know. So that being said, I'm one of the ones who never was the type to try to jump up and fold phase and double dog days and step out here in the street and just duke it out. I've always the guy who had exhibit some negotiation or some other attribute to try to direct the situation and the problem in another direction where I can get out of that situation and move on with my life. And praise be to God, that has been a blessing all my life. And so my challenge is for folks that's listening, look, don't be afraid to call in to the radio show, radio program. Let us know where you're at in life. Look, I got four boys, and at age 59, my youngest child is 2 years old. Now, a lot of people might say, what's your old butt doing having children still? Case in point is, that's my destiny in life. My destiny in life is to be there for my wife and my kids. The truth of the matter is, what difference does it make? I'm here in the house with them. I ain't going nowhere. So the point of trying to appease somebody else and their opinion doesn't affect me anymore. I've grown out of that. And so my challenge is for people, dare to be different. Dare to be different. Find your own destiny in life. Learn what life is really supposed to be about and learn your place in life. And John, thanks for letting me share, buddy. I will step to the side and let you come in on all that. Thank you, buddy.
Brother Ricky, you hit a lot of things on point. And like you said about being at a certain age and having a child, you know, one thing that I learned and one thing that I see that you apply yourself with is that you doesn't care what people say about you. Only opinion that counts is how you feel about yourself.
Mm.
And that's so true. And like I said, I just want to give thanks to you to take time in to call and help to present this fight which that we in. I see now that you're not afraid to fight. Now you're really fighting. And I just want to commend you for standing up and helping me try to help the young kids out here to reach them to with their problems in life, because we want to help these kids and help them not to go down that road. We don't want to stop you from having fun in life.
That's right.
We just want to make sure that your priority is straight in life. Don't spend 15 years doing a certain things in your life and you wasting that much of time in your life. Time is not your friend.
Let's see.
So that's the only thing that we're trying to do is out here to make sure that you get your priorities straight. That you still go out and enjoy yourself in life. But once you go out, know how to enjoy yourself and avoid certain things that take place out there. You don't want to, you know, because in your youth, you want to enjoy yourself in life. You want to unleash some pain and some frustration and things in life. But we just don't want to see that your youth is thrown away with bad experiences in life. I think there's somebody else on the line. Could you open the line up, Dr. A.T.? Whoever on the line, state your name and where you're calling in from.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay.
I was listening to my story. You were saying something about pain and how you have to kind of go through pain and some stuff like that. And that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Because of course you're gonna have to go through pain because you know, this life's not easy, and you know, we have to fight against the devil, and there's gonna be pain that we have to go through. And I believe when we go through pain, you know, out of it you will gain pleasure. So
Pain can be a good thing if you know how to use it to benefit yourself. Pain don't have to always be a bad thing. There, you know, like I said, that's what we're trying to do is teach you about this pain, how to let pain work for you instead of against you in life. And that is so true.
You won't be hurt or anything. But I guess you will feel some spiritual pain. But I think through the pain, God will give you more pleasure through the pain. So you probably won't feel it.
Oh.
It's almost like you'll be numb through it because God is with you.
God is there to comfort you through the pain.
Comfort you.
To let you know that. To let you know you're not alone.
But yeah, he's our
sometimes,
comfort.
But just like he did with Job, he took his hand off Job so Job could endure this pain and to see how faithful that he was. And so sometimes that we are going to deal with certain pains in life, physically and mentally. But don't take the pain and turn it into hate. You need to turn it around and give yourself time enough to evaluate the situation and to really see what is the lesson to be learned from the pain. Is there anything you would like to add on to that conversation, Ricky, Brother Ricky?
Yeah, if you can still hear me, first of all, I want to applaud the young lady there for having the courage to call in. You got to know that we are the good guys, and we are here to absorb some of that pain and some of that frustration. Thankfully, I can handle it. I can handle the absorption now at this stage of my life to where. Please call in and dump your pain, because I want to tell you that pain is a motivator. We can endure. God has given us the gift of endurance. I mean, like you can probably can't imagine. You'd be surprised what you can actually go through. And but that pain is a motivator. Hopefully that your friend can learn to pray and believe that in prayer that pain is being uplifted off of her or him to where they can actually believe that there's something else in life for them. Life is a blessing and life is full of pain, but it's also full of joy. And what we got to learn as people, as human beings, is not to wallow in that pain. That's like wallowing in the mud, like a pig wallowing in the mud and love to stay there and roost there. You know, we're not built for that. So we got to learn how to pull ourselves out of that mud of pain, the mud of pain, shake it off, and look for ways to renew ourselves. It's most important not to look back, because if you look back and start to invite pain back in your house again, pain is like an unwanted visitor. It's always there at the door waiting for you to let it in. So in my studies and in my experiences, we have to treat pain like a unwanted visitor. If it's a bogus renter and you ain't paying rent to stay here, you got to go. Thank you, John.
RL, is there anything that you would like to comment about what Mr. Ricky just mentioned?
Oh, no. I'm just listening.
Well, you know, like I said, that is the first step in life is to listen and to learn about things. So once you listen, that shows that attribute that you have patience in life. You're going to have patience in life so that you can be able to make discernment about certain situations in life. Sometimes we're so quick to jump into the conversation, don't really know what's going on. You have to listen to people.
Mm-hmm.
People are going through a lot of things in life. And we do not get beneath the surface of the pain because we're not listening to what they're talking about.
Mm.
We got to find out what's pushing this out from this person. And if you listen, it will give you the answer to their pain. And that's what we want to do on Hip Hop National Hill. We're trying to minister motivation. We're trying to reach out to you young people or older people or just the people to help you to release some of this pain. You know, if you cannot bear a face-to-face conversation with somebody, at least make a phone call and write a letter to somebody to help you to express yourself about what you're going through in life. And that's the first step of healing, is reaching out trying to talk to somebody about this pain. And it's so much pain that's going on in this world. You know, there is an evil spirit that is running wild, like a wildfire through this world right now. Every time you turn around, you don't see nothing nice. Something always bad taking place. So we all need a place of comfort, and we can find that with God and His Word. And just sit down and meditate on some of the things that God spoke about in the Bible. You know, if you one of those type of people that can't read that much, I mean, you can't comprehend the Bible that good, just take a little bit at a time. Take one scripture and enjoy that one scripture and just use that one scripture. You know, don't try to take so much at one time. You will get choked on the Word of God. You can't eat it fast. You want to be able to enjoy it. And but the thing is that I want to say that, you know, the pain that exists in your life, the pain in your life, you let it exist there. Because you won't let it go. Just like Brother Ricky was saying, you know, pain is right there, an undivided gift. Just waiting, keep knocking, just keep knocking. And once you open the door and let him in, he sure enough come in there and destroy everything that you have.
It'll grab you like a monster.
Yes, sir. That's right. You know, for us out here, we need to help one another to, you know, Brother Ricky was saying something about that experience that you had in your life. Take it and help somebody else with that experience, because that is you contribute to life with your experience to help somebody, not to go down that road. And that's what God needs you to do. So, you know, like I say, that's the point that we need to get at in life, is willing to share some real concern and understanding to people out there. Dr. AT, is there anything that you would like to add on to the conversation that we had?
Yes, I'll add a little something to the conversation. I'd like to say hello, Mr. Ricky, and hello, Ariel, and hello, Mr. Lowe.
And how you doing?
I would like to add a few words to this conversation. It's been beautiful tonight, hearing everybody, what they had to put into this topic. And what I would like to say is that, you know, it's not good to go around life holding grudges and, you know, holding things against people that, you know, done you wrong. You know, it says in the Bible to forgive but do not forget, and a lot of things I've not forget, but a lot of things I have forgave for people that have done me wrong. And those same people years later, you know, have called me in the middle of the night and wanted to apologize because, you know, things weren't going right in their life and they wanted to, you know, ask for forgiveness and get their life straight and get their slate clean with people that they have done so they can go on to heaven and, hey, you know, repent for all the sins that they have done. And there's times that, you know, people have messed with me. I wanted to give them a backhand upside the head. But then at the same time, what a lot of young folks don't understand is, you know, for every action, there's a reaction. And, you know, you have these young folks out here who will pull out a gun in a quick second to shoot somebody. Well, that just doesn't change your life. It changes the other person's life. And then now somebody wants retribution. And then the circle of the violence is going to keep continue. And it's like, when is it going to stop? Can we just put the guns down, walk away, take a breath, open the Bible, and learn something new? Or are we just going to keep going down the same path of destruction and tearing us apart? Because I'm afraid for my generation that, you know, everybody's going to be carrying a strap from where you're wearing a suit and working on Wall Street till the guy on the corner with a hoodie. And, you know, to me, it's like, hey, you walk outside your front door, it's like, okay, somebody walking down the street with their dog, are they going to want to start trouble with you, or they just want to go on their merry way and sleep in their bed tonight? Oh, and yeah, a lot of this I've learned from my father, who's upstairs eating dinner, who is also listening to the show tonight. So I just want to let everybody know that, because I learned a lot of words from Winston, from him, and from my mother. Not at the moment. He wanted me to take over for tonight. But he wanted me to tell Ariel hello. Hello for Mr. John Lowe, and hello for the new caller, Mr. Ricky.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, you tell Rod Dog, I say, okay. Ricky, brother Ricky, that's his daddy's name, Rod Dog. You also need to call in on the Monday night and Tuesday night show. They talk about music also. And they still mentor about kids and to young kids and things they need to do. That'd be something great also. So Hip Hop National has got a great platform to reaching out to these young kids to help them to reach their full potential in life.
Fantastic. I will be tuning in and shout out to your dad, Dr. AT, DJ Raw Dog. Y'all got an awesome show going on, and I want to tell you that I do appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm going to go upstairs after the show's over and let him know.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's for us to keep pushing hope. That's what we need to do, is keep pushing hope out there. And so many people get discouraged along the way in life journey, because there's a lot of obstacles out there. And like Dr. AT said, that, you know, there's so many people, you don't know. Everybody's is mad everywhere you go. Everybody got a frown on it. They mad. You scared to say anything to them because you don't know how they would express themselves, or will they explode or what.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's time to try to let go of some of this pain in their life. All this unnecessary pain in your life. Things don't happen 40 years ago in your life, and you still holding that. That's still holding you hostage in your mind. Those are the type of pain that we need to let go so that we can manifest our greatness that we haven't yet discovered about ourselves. And there's so much greatness within us, but we are afraid to step into the voices that we hear in our head. But people keep telling us that, you know, you're not good enough. You don't belong here. These are the type of obstacles that we got to overcome in our life. And like I say, it's a hard thing in life to live without love in life. And the conscience that would die unless you step over into love. And I think that's the biggest problem with a lot of people, that people don't know how to love nobody no more.
Mm.
Or how to give love. You know, so there's a lot of work is ahead of us. And I just want to give thanks to everybody that's on the panel that tune in and participate on the show and help the Ministry of Motivation to reach people and try to help people and teach people. And that's what we're here for.
it's for your pain to help you to become a better person or help somebody to help somebody. So I think that we're coming to the top of the hour. What do you think, Brother Rick?
Thanks for having us, John, and we'll see you next week. And okay. Caller, thanks for calling in, and get some of your other brothers and sisters and friends to call in also next week.
All right, and have a good day. God bless. Good night.
Y'all have a good night. I would like to end with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to keep reaching out there for the brokenhearted peoples out there and let them know that you are God, that you will be there for them. Only thing they need to do is just call upon your name, and you'll be there for them. To teach them how to let go of some of this pain in their life so they can free themselves of all the hurt. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody have a great night. May God bless all of you.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.